Welcome to Unwrap with J-Rap. I'm your host, J-Rap. So thank you for listening to part two. That's what this will be, part two of Arrested in Korea. I kind of left you guys in the middle of the story. Sorry about that. So hopefully you guys will have a good time listening. And I appreciate your guys' support. Thank you. So we're in this other room, the four or five of us, and again, this is where Marines are pretty dark, and we say things that in the general public would think we're just sick and wrong. And I can't say we're not, but it takes a special breed to be a Marine. But anyway, so we see all these little pamphlets. Mind you, all of us have alcohol in us except for one. And we see these little pamphlets they have, and it's supposed to be like safety awareness pamphlets, like telling you to hydrate and telling you to acclimate to the weather before you go, you know, with a run with a backpack with 50 pounds on or whatever it is that it says. And we see one that says that an army, I don't know what it was, like staff sergeant or army sergeant first class or something like that, somebody who's been in, you know, like 10 to 15 years, died of a heart attack after running like half a mile or something like that, and it was like 80 degree weather or something like crazy. So being that we're Marines and we were really ticked off at the Army MPs that were here, we were taking a stab at them by making fun of them for having such horrible physical fitness and such weak, being so weak as soldiers. That was our point. So we're laughing out loud. Like, can you believe that this guy died after half a mile of running? Like I said, not the greatest thing, but if you're a Marine right now, you understand completely what we're talking about. Just calling them out. We're ticked because they've, you know, wrongfully arrested us and brought us in this place. They won't give us our phone call to our command. They wanted to call some colonel instead with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which had nothing to do with us, so it would have just caused a whole bunch of problems, and then we would have been in trouble for something, or they would have been in a lot of trouble. I don't know. We're both. So we get to another pamphlet. It says, you know, some, I don't know what their rank was, some sergeant. Everybody's a sergeant in the Army that makes sergeant above, pretty much. So this sergeant ran 1.5 miles in 65 degree weather and died of hypothermia or something. I mean, it was crazy stupid. So we were like laughing about that and saying like, can you believe this? And we were over exaggerating it, like how weak they were and not feeling sensitive to the fact that somebody actually died. Obviously that's why it's dark and it's sick, but we were doing it so that we could make fun of them because we were there and we were ticked, and you know, we had to say something to them, so why not be jerks? So we were being total assholes to them, and excuse my language, and just kept calling them out one after another. I mean, there was like 50 pamphlets and all of them are about like that, like story of, you know, there's a couple that were like 120 degree weather and 110 degree weather and, you know, running with a flak jacket on, and you know that is just stupid. And Marines do it too, and we've had Marines die of things like that. Some of them were taking like a pre-workout drink or, you know, something like that, and didn't drink much water, and then went running with like a flak jacket and a backpack or something stupid in like 110-120 degrees. It's just stupid. That's common sense says not to do that, but anyway, some of them want to be quote unquote hard and go do that anyway. So there was way more, like there was a whole bunch of those, and we were just reading like one after another, making fun of these soldiers that were there inadvertently by saying that, you know, these guys that had died of this or had been hospitalized, not all of them died, some of them just got hospitalized, that they were weak, and that we've never heard of something like this happen in a Marine unit ever, of a Marine, you know, dying on a half mile run in 80 degree weather. Like, that doesn't happen. So we were just calling it out. Anyway, so as we're doing that, you know, they come over and they tell us that we're being too loud, and we're like, who are we being loud for? There's nobody else here but us. You know, like, there's nobody here. It's just us and you guys. and you guys brought us here. If you didn't want us to be loud, you shouldn't have brought us here. So, you know, that there's that back and forth. And we know they're lower rank and they don't know how to handle us. So we just kept upping the ante. And we're like, hey, when are you going to give us our phone call? And they like kept saying, like, we only have this colonel, whatever his name was, colonel's number. I'm like, well, that's great. That's not our colonel. So he's not in our chain of command. You'll be wasting your time and his by calling him. And probably ticked off you're calling him this late or early in the morning to tell him that people that aren't his Marines are here. And then he's going to have to make some phone calls and find out who we are. Because obviously if there's Marines there, he knows somebody's Marines are there. He's going to call all the commands there. That's going to cause a huge problem. Just let us call our first sergeant, or you can call our first sergeant and get a hold of him. So I gave him the first sergeant's number. He's like, well, how do I know this is really him? I said, because when he answers the phone, he's going to say first sergeant and then his last name. And if you're calling this late, he probably knows something's up, especially if it's a number from Korea. So he's going to answer his phone professionally, and it's going to be his name. They're like, well, how do we know it's not just one of your buddies saying that? Because we didn't come out here planning to get in trouble and then saying, hey, can you cover for us? You know what I mean? We were out here minding our own business, having a good time. We were authorized to be here. You guys pounced on us before our curfew was up. We did nothing wrong. And the rest of it is history. So just call and get a hold of him. His name is First Sergeant. And then we told him his last name. And he'll coordinate something to get us out of here because we're not supposed to be here. So like, yeah, well, we'll see about that. So they call him and they don't tell us what happened. Well, then I see my staff sergeant and our first sergeant walk up and again, excuse my language, like, fuck, you got my Marines back there for? Get them the fuck out of there now or I'm gonna have your ass. That's exactly what he said. This is my staff sergeant. So they're freaking out. They're making things happen, and they get us out from behind there, and we get up there, and we didn't say a word. We just went with it. And then he goes, where's your desk sergeant at? They were like, he's sleeping right now. And mind you, none of us have seen this desk sergeant once. None of us have. So the highest ranking person there was an E3, which is not the way things should be going, especially when you're dealing with a bunch of people that are higher ranked than you. Not that it matters that much, but I mean, you got to have some courtesy, at least have whoever your desk sergeant is talk to us and set something straight. So come to find out, this guy was not even on the post. He was sleeping somewhere else. So then the first sergeant starts railing these junior soldiers or whatever and telling them that they did everything that, you know, in the wrong, and they were in the wrong. They needed to right their wrongs, and basically, they need to get a hold of whoever it is that their desk sergeant is before he does. Because if he gets a hold of their command, heads are going to roll and, you know, that whole thing. So, they let us go. We get in the van. And, of course, the Joe, the sergeant that was not drinking, he drives us back. Oh, and sorry, I got to go back a little bit. So, while we were being detained, right before we went into this little group area where all the little pamphlets were, we were in another little group area, and I had told them, can you believe this, my BAC, I blew a 0.49, and they were like, what? And then the other one was like, dude, I blew a 0.37. I was like, there's no way you blew a 0.37. That's not even possible. So, and they hadn't done Joe's yet. Joe, again, being the DD, they're like, well, if his says zero, then this thing, or if his says something other than zero, as you guys claim, then it's broken, right? They're trying to bait us, saying like they were saying he drank, and they knew he drank, and we're like, he didn't drink. I'm telling you, he just hasn't drank in like over 5 years. He's got 5 kids. I'm telling you, he did not drink. So they do it, and it says 0.0. Go figure. He didn't drink, and it says 0.0. So then they look at it, and they go, hey, we need to get this one checked out. It's broken. So then I'm like, oh, that one's broken, huh? That one. Not the one that says 0.49 or 0.37, but that one's broken. And he was like, oh, I don't remember asking for your opinion. And I'm like, what the? Okay, but do the math, man. 0.49, 0.37. We said we drank, but it doesn't have, you know, it obviously inflates whatever it is and multiplies whatever our BAC was or something. Something like that is happening with this thing. this guy, you know, if you multiply zero times anything, the number's still zero, dude. And the guy was like, that's not how these things work. And I was like, well, it makes sense to me. And obviously he hasn't drank and it says zero. So zero times zero is zero. Just saying. Zero times anything is zero. Just saying. And the guy's like, well, I don't know. So then he put us in the area where the pamphlets were. And then, you know, all the other stuff happened. So basically, yeah. So we get in the van, we went back. And then, of course, we had stories to tell. Not at that time, but later. About that. And the junior Marines didn't know that the sergeants were able to go out. Because nobody's really supposed to go out that night. And the first sergeant and the commanding officer led us because he knew that we had been working really hard. And we were basically ahead of schedule and getting training done at a faster rate than we had trained for and planned for and allocated for. So that gave us extra time. And he saw that we were working our behinds off. So basically he gave us a pass and said, hey, you guys can go out. So then we apologized to him and said, hey, we didn't do anything wrong, but I still feel really bad because you had to come all the way out here. And he's like, don't even worry about it. Like, you guys didn't do nothing wrong, so don't worry about it. I ain't gotta worry about nothing. I'm gonna chip on my shoulder. You guys didn't do nothing wrong. You guys held your composure. He's like, and he said, I'm surprised you guys didn't do something while you guys were back there wrongfully arrested. And so then I look at Harry, I look at the first sergeant, I was like, oh, you have no idea. You have no idea, first sergeant. And he's like, oh yeah? What did you do, Harry? I was like, he almost bit a dude's ear off. And he's like, what? What? You almost Mike Tyson'd an MP? So we're laughing and everything. I'm like, yeah, he wanted to bite him. He told me he was going to bite. He said, and I quote, I'm going to bite that nigga's ear off. So, anyway. And the first sergeant laughed and he thought it was funny. And, you know, he told us glad we were safe and that we kept our heads on straight and we didn't do anything stupid like bite somebody's ear off. And then, we got back and we continued to train. And that's what Marines do. So, hopefully, you guys are okay with this story. This is, I use a different mic this time. In a different setting as well. If you could hear background sounds, I'm sorry. I used a totally different atmosphere and totally different environment and a different mic. So, everything is different. This is completely off the cuff, off of memory. Sorry about the back and forth. I rabbit trail. I forget things. But hopefully you guys like this. And you can like and subscribe. And leave me a comment. Or if you enjoyed it, leave me a rating, please. I appreciate it. And I'll hopefully you guys will hear me in the future.